This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. As a Republican president is about to be inaugurated, Democrats are again trying to find out why they lost. Part of this soul-searching will take place in the form of next month's election of a new national party chairman to succeed retiring DNC chair Terry McAuliffe. In the weeks leading up to that election, Democrats have been meeting in regional caucuses across the country, listening to the seven men who hope to return the party to power. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
Democrats are the minority party. They don't control the White House or either House of Congress. They hold a minority of governorships and fewer state legislatures than the Republicans. And that is the reason, says Democratic National Committee member Donna Brazile, that a usually obscure political race for the chairmanship of the Democratic Party is so important this year.
For the first time, Democrats, we're out of power in Washington, D.C. We're looking for someone who's willing to work with state and local parties to help rebuild the Democratic Party almost from the bottom up.
After Democrats lost elections in the past, they've had soul-searching debates about whether the party needed to reinvent itself or move to the center. But this year's race for chair is less ideological and more about the practical nuts and bolts of party building. Here's what New Hampshire Democratic State Chair Kathy Sullivan says she wants in the next leader.
I want somebody who wakes up every morning and the first thought in that person's head is, what can I do today to win elections in 2006 and 2008? I want somebody who is as obsessed with defeating Republicans as I am. I'm looking at organizational abilities, fundraising ability, and ability to be articulate with the media.
By far the most prominent candidate in the race is Howard Dean, whose candidacy for president galvanized the grassroots base of the party and taught Democrats how to raise millions of dollars through the internet before it imploded in Iowa. Dean appeared before state party chairman and DNC members in Orlando, Florida last month.
We got to remember why we're Democrats. We are different than the other party. We have a better message, and our principles and moral values are closer to those of the American people than the Republicans are, and now we got to run on it with organization.
And it's organization that Dean is stressing in his bid to run the party. He's promising that he would use DNC funds to pay the salaries of party officials in all 50 states. But Dean's identification with the anti-war left of the party worries some who believe the next chair has to help strengthen Democrats' credibility on national security and their ability to connect with culturally conservative voters. Georgia State Party Chair Bobby Kahn wants the next national chair to help rebuild the party's image in the so-called red states like his own.
If we're going to have an impact on the issues that are important to us, issues of education, issues of health care, issues of national security and taxes, we're going to have to recognize that these values issues are important to middle America and rural Georgia and talk about them.
All seven candidates have promised Southern Democrats that they will never write off the South, a tactic John Kerry tried last year, much to the dismay of party leaders like Bobby Kahn. There are several candidates running from the so-called red states, including former Texas Congressman Martin Frost, who helped his party pick up seats when he ran the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, and former Indiana Congressman Tim Romer. Romer, who is anti-abortion rights, told ABC's This Week that he would help the party win where it lost ground in 2004, with church-going African Americans, Catholic voters, and Hispanics.
A lot of people do not feel that we are a party of being able to express our faith, to communicate values of faith, not just on issues such as abortion, but on issues such as our concern for the poor. One of the most important things for me as a Democrat is how do we reach out more effectively to help the least of our brethren? That's what Jesus said to us.
Probably the most remarkable fact about the DNC chair race right now is how fluid it is. Big, important blocks of the party, such as organized labor, haven't endorsed anyone. Most of the state party chairs are waiting until the end of the month to see if they can settle on a consensus candidate. And that, says Donna Brazile, suggests the field may not be set yet.
We're looking at other people who may emerge or who may toss their hat in the ring at the 11th hour.
Do you have any names?
I don't want to out my friends, so to speak, but I can tell you this, that we are comfortable with the current crop of candidates, but we understand that there are other candidates that may emerge over the next 3 weeks before the voting begins.
The Democratic National Committee meets in Washington on February 12th to pick a new chairman. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.